Roxanne, what can the Bethel community expect this 4th of July?
So the Bethel community can expect mainly three things, the first of them being a parade, which happens every year. So we have a bunch of people who've already signed up for floats. And for those who are still interested in signing up or who already did sign up to get a float, the lineup's going to be taking place at 10 a.m. right near Swanson's. And the parade will actually begin at 11 a.m. And we're going to work our way through town towards Pinky's Park. And we should arrive at Pinky's Park. And then while at Pinky's Park, like in years past, there's going to be people at booths inside of the pavement area. And there's going to be music and entertainment. There's going to be the main stage. So it's going to be a great time of parade, music, games, family, friends, activities. It's going to be great.
It sounds like a good time. And so 10 o'clock, the parade. Noon, all the festivities. What time will it wrap up?
I think that the music will wrap up around 5 p.m. So that's the time that we're shooting for. And also the vendor booths will close at 5 p.m.
So this will be your first 4th of July in Bethel. But from what you heard, how will this celebration compare to past 4th of July celebrations?
I think it's going to be a great time. It's Bethel. People are going to show up, have a great time. I think that the weather's going to be on our side. Also, folks out there, do not drink at Pinky's Park. I can't emphasize that enough. We're going to ask everyone, no open containers, no drinking. Let's keep it safe for everyone. So no drinking, folks.
How can people get involved who still want to get involved?
If people are looking to still get involved, they can give me a phone call, and that's going to be 545-8483. Again, they can call me, Roxanne, and the number is 545-8483.
So Monday morning, 10 a.m., parade at Swanson's. Noon, Pinky's Park festivities wrapping up at 5 o'clock. 4th of July, Bethel's annual celebration. Roxanne, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Anna Rose MacArthur.